This evening, I'm delighted to be able to introduce my first guest. And my first guest is a very interesting woman, Te Atamira Ward-Leyland. And of course, she is well known in our country as an actor, a director, and a teacher. And just recently, she was appointed to the board of Te Tauwhiri Te Reo Māori, which is our Māori Language Commission. It was an appointment that caused some eyebrows to be raised. But who cares about the eyebrows being raised? You don't get appointed to any board these days unless you've got the smarts to do the bizzo, to do the business and have the competency that is required. But however, it did raise some eyebrows. So I thought now that after a couple of weeks that the appointment has been well traversed by others, I'd like to talk to Atamira, and I welcome her this evening to our show on Radio Wātea. Tēnā koe, Atamira. Nice to have you on Radio Wātea this evening.
Tēnā koe, Mary Peka, o te rā ki a koutou katoa e whakarongo mai ana. Ai, ko te Atamira tēnei, mihi atu ana ki a koutou. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Well, look, it is lovely to talk to you because we have seen you over the last few years, very active in te reo, in speaking te reo, in promoting te reo, in talking about what te reo, learning te reo has meant to you. So that's why it's actually a privilege to speak with you this evening. And of course, now you've been promoted to the Language Commission, or not promoted, but that's another wonderful accolade that's come your way in terms of the position on Te Tauwhiri.
Thank you so much. Well, as you can imagine, it was a huge honour. It wasn't a role that I sought out, and I feel very privileged and humbled to have been considered and then appointed to the role. And certainly I didn't accept it without a lot of hard thinking, as you can imagine. And of course, without talking to the people, to my mentors and pōako, you know, whose opinion really matters to me, because ki te kore e whakaae te ao Māori, ka kore au e whakaae, you know, if the ao Māori, or the people who, you know, are important to me, who are very respected in te ao Māori, didn't agree, then certainly I was not going to take that role. And, you know, I had, you know, lots of questions flowing around in my head about, you know, is it right that Pākehā is on this board? And in talking to, well, firstly, a couple of things came to mind, and it were words from my teachers. And I've been a te reo student since 2008, and learning te reo Māori has absolutely changed my life. I think I feel much more connected to this land, much more in touch with my Aotearoatanga, my New Zealanders, through having been on this waka reo. And I see it as something that would be a wonderful path for many people to find a way to feel very connected to this land. So one of my teachers said to me, "Nō ngai Māori te reo, mō tātou katoa." You know, the Māori language is of and belongs to Māori for everybody. And I thought really seriously about it. And also, I thought that, and I was reminded by Papa Timo Te Karitu about my name Te Atamira, which he and Te Wharehuia gave to me back in 2017. And he said, "He hai papa tōtō ingoa, Te Atamira. E tahi wā, he taumaha tērā hai papa." You know, your name carries a responsibility. And sometimes that responsibility can be pressured, can be weighty, but I'm there to use my platform, my atamira, my stage, to promote and celebrate te reo Māori. And if I can be, and I also think tiwi Māori have done a lot of the heavy lifting over the years to try and encourage Pākehā and tauwiwi and people to you know, open their hearts and minds to te reo. And if I can stand on that bridge and be an ally to te iwi Māori and encourage those people who haven't yet seen its beauty and its depth and its naughtiness and its poetry and all of that, then that's what I should be using my stage for. And, you know, I get a lot of time on the stage, Meripeka. I'm an actor, I'm a director, I'm a teacher, I get to speak, I MC, all of that stuff. So I get a lot of time in front of people. And I use that time to promote and champion te reo Māori, because I think it is a taonga, and it's something unique of this country. And so, you know, I've thought a lot about the words of my teachers and mentors before taking this role. And one other thing Te Wharehuia said to me was, e hoia koe mo te reo. You're a soldier for the reo. And that's what I want to stand up and be, and I will work my butt off to do that. Because ko te reo te taki. The reo is the reason. So that's sort of, you know, in a nutshell where my thinking is. So anytime I feel that pressure, I settle myself with thinking of those words and thinking of that responsibility. And I think I have there's a big part of me that has, I believe in service. And I think I've had that from both sides of my whānau. My grandfather many years ago was a member of the board and a chairman of two Māori education trusts back in the 70s. And I didn't really know that until after he died. But I thought, yeah, grandfather, of course you did that. So, you know, you look at your, you know, and, you know, like the Te Rohonga Māori, you look at your whakapapas there in front of you as you go forward in life. So I feel kind of a bit guided by that as well. Anyway, I've talked to not yet a word in Meripeka.
No, kaitapai. It's very interesting because you're right, because people like Wharehuia and Timothy Karitu, well, they don't invest. Now, I know you might think that's an odd word, but they don't invest their time, energy, knowledge, and expertise and everything that makes them who they are. They don't invest that in someone or a person or a vessel if they don't think that there is that person is not going to be receptive or is not going to appreciate it. So you were molded in te reo by wonderful hands and wonderful experience and wonderful knowledge. So you know, so they would have seen in you what you've just said, that you can be a platform, you can speak in forums that perhaps would not be open to Māori, to other Māori speakers. So that's, you know, and that is spreading the message that there is nothing to fear when we learn and love te reo Māori.
Absolutely. And I think by sharing a story, an authentic story, sharing my story about my joy and wonder of this language and te ao Māori and tiwi Māori, that people will perhaps not be so, as you say, not so frightened to give things a go. I sort of want to say, come on in, the water's fine, you know. And sometimes they might feel more comfortable asking me questions that they're too afraid or nervous whakamā to ask Māori, maybe. You know, I know that certainly I've had people come up to me and say, oh, I saw you speak at, you know, something a couple of years ago and I've started my reo Māori journey. And I think, you know, great, it's not about me actually. You know, the reo is the winner in that way. And when you think of Te Kauruwhiri's goals, they call them audacious goals. And I think they're wonderful goals, that by 2040, 85% of the population will value te reo Māori as a, you know, as a unique part of their cultural identity. It's not saying that they're necessarily going to be able to speak it, but that they'll see it as a unique part of their cultural identity, or as I call it, my Aotearoatanga. You know, that is not going to happen on its own. That needs all hands on deck. It needs ngā haumi, the allies, and all of the people in ngāko nui ana ki te reo, you know, to put their feet onto the spades and get working. Mātini mamano ka rapa te whai. We'll all do it if we work together. And I think we of course I have to acknowledge all of those amazing people in the many decades who've passed, who have worked, you know, worked so hard to get the reo where it is now, you know, bringing it back from really a brink, a dangerous brink, I think, and to what we have now, which even when I started learning 15 years ago, people were asking me, why are you learning te reo? Like, as if I had to sort of, you know, put some, I don't know, monetary value around it or something. And it's like, Because I love it and I think I should know it. You know, I think I should, as I no want no longer wanted to be, you know, separated from what was a living culture around me in the land that I was born in, you know. And so I talk with people about that, and I want to be in service to that.
Yes, and what has been in general in the last 10 years for you, Te Atamira, what has been the response from your Pākehā colleagues and friends, and even your own family? Has it been in
Oh, yes.
pretty positive?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, from all my friends and whānau, absolutely positive. I'm only sorry that my kids were just a little bit too old. Like, they were kind of 7 and 10 when I started. And I was just going, I've taken the longest, slowest route, Merepeka. I did four years of one night a week at night school, because I was spending a lot of 6 nights a week working in the theatre, a lot of the time. So that was my one night off. But I guess I'm one of those people who, when I decide to do something, I'm going to stick at it. You know, you get to a point where, you know, you go, well, I'm not going backwards. I'm not wasting this time. And it wasn't until I was 50 that I went to Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. And then by then, so that was what, 2013, there was already a shift in the consciousness around te reo. So the questions weren't anymore, went, why are you learning? They were, how can I learn? Or how did you learn? Or what path can I take? So, you know, that has been a big change. And I would say the only negative things I ever heard were a couple from Pākehā. And one of them was, well, why should you learn when many Māori don't? They haven't learned. You know, you should wait till Māori learn. And you know, I talked to my teachers about that, and they said, yeah, but if we can't wait for that. We
No.
need to get more people speaking. We it's all hands on deck, you know. It's somehow, and look, I really get this. I get that I don't have intergenerational language trauma. I don't bring that to the learning table. Certainly I bring, you know, I think it's difficult for any adult to learn a language. Man, the first months I was sitting in Kurapō, I'd be going, oh man, I could say that in French, you know. You know, little by little, I'm learning that, and I'm learning tikanga and all of that kind of stuff. And then, so I understand, though, that I didn't get something taken away from me, you know, 3 generations ago. So I think so that's something I'm also saying to Pākehā and Tauiwi. You need to be conscious of that, and you know, just sit back on your urgency in the class to be right and ask everything, because there'll be somebody in that class who is really dealing with a lot of language trauma, because they're having to reclaim something that they lost. So I think that is an important message to get out to people. You know, not to insinuate yourself into spaces where people are bringing a lot of taumaha to the
Yes,
table.
very, very true. Very true. Now, with te reo, Te Torowhiti, and of course, it's really, I think their core business is really, is to promote within in the public sector ways
Yes.
to promote te reo Māori. How do you think they've been doing so far? Have you been able to
Well,
gauge that?
yes. Well, firstly, tomorrow is my kind of induction into Te Torowhiti. So I've got a lot coming at me tomorrow over the next 2 days. But certainly, as somebody who's sat outside of Te Torowhiti, I think they have just done incredible work. I mean, look at Te Wā Tuku Reo Māori. Look at that over the last 2 years. More than 1 million New Zealanders were involved in that last year. Now that is saying something. Look at the resources that go out. I don't think there's one place I go to where I'm not seeing something on the notice board, or something to remind people of things, or some signage or something that hasn't been a resource from Te Torowhiti. So, you know, you really can't go anywhere now without seeing these resources around. So I'm just in awe of the work that's been done by Te Torowhiti. And yeah, those are Te Torowhiti is looking at the bigger picture. You know, we're not about funding. That's the Mata Wai, the O Māori, that board there. So they're looking at particularly looking at all the separate iwi and their language.
That's right.
Revitalisation. So that's a different kaupapa. And Te Tauriwhiri, it seems to me, is the broader goals and the strategies around achieving those goals. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably be able to answer more intelligently once I actually have all of my conversations tomorrow. But that's where I'm at. And as I said, I've watched them from the outside as a learner and seen the incredible things that they offer all of us here in Aotearoa.
Well, I noticed that there's a real, because it's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, I noticed that there has been a real effort by our news readers to just say a little bit more, to use more kupu.
Yep.
I noticed the weatherman today, he was giving it a real crack. And I thought, well, good on you. You know, if you just use the words that you know, and then you'll add another few words, kupu, to what you know, to your vocabulary, it all adds up.
Yes, exactly. So I'm trying to, you know, like I was teaching today at Toi Whakaari. I live in Taumaki, Makaurau, but I'm down here in Pōneke at the moment. You know, I'm throwing in Te Reo Māori into all of my teaching. Just little, you know, little instructions, little words, but I will often use that with an action. You know, if I'm saying whakatata mai, I'm going to, you know, come closer, or whakapiri mai, you know, get in, you know, squeeze in together, or just little things, hoi hoi, be quiet, you know, whakarongo mai, all of that stuff, so that it just becomes a normal thing, you know, so that, that people don't go, I don't know what that word means, because if I'm doing it with some signing, or I repeat what I say afterwards in Te Reo Pākehā, they're going to get it. And so that's sort of what I try and do in all of my mahi, is just you know, pepper those kupu Māori through my mahi.
Yeah. Well, I do know that sometimes I do hope that when we're after the election, and we'll probably have some members of parliament returning, but I suspect there's going to be a big intake of new members of parliament after the 14th of October. So I do hope they just give them some basic lessons on pronunciation of te reo, of our words, te reo Māori words, and hopefully the treaty as well, but that's a big wish, I know. But certainly just some basic pronunciation, because I often cringe. I think, oh, couldn't somebody just say, look, if we can just make an effort to pronounce our place names as they should be pronounced.
Oh, I agree.
Correctly.
I agree.
That would go a long way to endearing them to, I think, to the constituents out there.
Yes. You know, I had... I've had a busy week thus far, and it's only 2 days in, but I gave three talks on Monday, one to a bank and two different, you know, big groups of people. And one of them, you know, I knew they were hungry to learn some of this pronunciation stuff. So I did some really basic stuff, even saying the word, you know, te nā koe, and how, you know, the difference between the, you know, tino and the, you know, Taranaki, the different T's and all of that. And just to say, what sounds better to you? Does tato tato a sound good, or tato tato a sound better? And they're like, oh yeah, the second one. I said, okay, so what are we doing with our mouths to make that happen? And at the end we sang Tutira Mai Ngā Iwi, and they sang it so beautifully. It sounded so Māori, you know, and I know they felt great too, and they had some clues to take into their, you know, into looking at kupu in the future. So I love that kind of stuff. And I also think people often, when they feel that they, especially, well, I'm talking about Pākehā and Te Wiwi, you know, feel that they have to get up and do some big, long, long speech in te reo, where they don't necessarily know what they're saying, and they're terrified, so they try and get it over and done with really quickly, and you end up hearing tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, you know, and I'm just saying, let's do something shorter and beautiful. You know, so you can just want to say tēnā koutou, you know, and that's enough to hear it pronounced beautifully, carries its own mana, you know, he mana tō te kupu, ne? He mana tō te reo.
Well, I recall with my late husband, his mother was from Tūhoe Rātuki, and his father was from Mohini Mutu here in the Pā. Mm-hmm. in Rotorua. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd say to him, well, you know, you better write something because I might be called upon. And I said, no, I'll practice it. And then I'd say, oh, that's not very long. And he said, no, my dear. He said, sometimes less is more. And I've never forgotten yes. that.
That's so true. Yes, that's right. Keep it small and beautiful rather than too much and rushed. Yeah.
Look, Te Atamira, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this evening. I know you're very busy, and I wish you well tomorrow for your first day there. Or, well, at least
thank
I'm not
you
sure
so much.
An induction or if it's your first day there, but I know that you'll find a very warm welcome there in Te Tauira Whiri. They'll value having you there. And like you said, that you know, te reo, learning te reo has changed your life. And I suspect being on the board of Te Tauira Whiri will be another life-changing experience for you as well. You'll be working with great
people. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Merepeke. And kia koutou katoa e whakarongo mai ana. Tēnā koutou, pō mari e kia koutou. Thank you, Merepeke. Hei kona.